Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to thank the choir. It's great to have that energy here in the sanctuary. It's super awesome. We're going to speak to that energy that's provided from the Holy Spirit today in our message, especially from Acts chapter 16. I think we all can agree that it's not a good idea to make decisions when we're angry. Would we agree with that? Stories told of a sawmill owner who showed up at the facility, and he saw a young man leaning up against the wall, not doing anything, not working. The owner walked quickly to this man standing doing nothing and asked him a question. The question was this: how much is your salary? The young man was kind of surprised by this question, but answered directly and forthrightly and said, I make $2,500 a month. And with that, the owner of the sawmill dug into his wallet and pulled out $2,500, handed it to the young man and said, you're fired. Shocked. And the owner went on to say, here in this facility, we work and we don't stand and do nothing. Consider this an advance payment for this next month. Again, you're fired. And the owner didn't stop there. He then turned to all the employees at the sawmill and essentially said the same thing. Here in this mill, we work hard. We don't stand around and do nothing. If you're going to do that, then you also will be fired. Behind the scenes, an employee quietly walked behind everyone and approached the owner. Didn't want anyone else to hear the question that he was going to pose to the owner, but just whispered it quietly to him. He said, do you know the person that you just fired? The owner paused for a moment. He said, no, I don't know who he was. And then even quieter, the employee posed this thought to the owner. He said, he actually doesn't work here. He's the pizza delivery man. Further proof. You see, you don't make big decisions when you're angry. That's when mistakes happen. What kind of guidance can we give to Christians when it comes to making good decisions? What does the Bible say about this? Is there anything that we can glean from moments in which we have to make huge, consequential decisions for our life? Now, this may seem unusual, but this little passage from Acts chapter 16 has some golden nuggets, some great teachings to help us in moments in which we have huge, consequential decisions that we need to make. Paul was there. If you have your bulletins, you may want to make reference to these places. Rob, great job. Thyatira. That was the only one that caught you. Where's Rob? Yeah. But you did a great job in reading. Thank you. We added three verses, so I want you to know that that was kind of sprung on Rob there in the moment. But in this passage, what's going on is Paul is in, he's from Turkey. That's where he grew up, Tarsus, we know. And he's here in Turkey, in the southern part of Turkey, and he has a big decision to make. Should I go west to Asia? If you look at the map, that's what they called Asia at that time. Then he travels north. I'll tell you some details about that later. And he goes to a place called Bithynia near northern Turkey, right on the edge of the Black Sea. And then he has another decision to make. He turns west finally and reaches a place called Troas. And then he takes a boat across the Aegean Sea to a Roman colony that was described as Philippi. Now, as you hear all that, you might think, is this a documentary on the life and travels of Paul? Is that what I'm reading here? Or you might be thinking, boy, this is good information, but what does this have to do with my life? This moment had huge consequences for how the future would unfold for Paul, but also for Christianity. So we want to hone in here on this little text on what can we glean from making good decisions ourselves in moments that we're faced with those. Just a pause here for a moment. Do you realize how many decisions a day you make in your own life? Does anyone have a guess? Research shows that the average human being makes 35,000 decisions a day. Ooh, does that make you nervous? Now, the good news is a lot of those decisions we can just put on autopilot, like What should I have for breakfast? Well, autopilot for me, oatmeal. I don't even think about it, automatic. Autopilot, what clothes shall I wear today? Or what book should I read at night? The majority of those 35,000 decisions that we make, we can just go on autopilot, it's true. But let's be real for a moment. We all are faced with huge consequential decisions. In fact, you may have walked in this morning with something that's on your heart or mind that could really determine the course of your life. And I think this morning, especially of our graduates, I'm so thankful for our graduates, but think about the decisions that they need to make in the next couple of years. What career should I choose? Where should I live? What college should I go to? We all know that if you pick the Oregon Ducks, what path you're going down. And if you pick the Oregon State Beavers, man, sunshine and beauty is in your direction. But no matter what age we are, even as seasoned veterans, there are some huge consequential decisions that we have to make. The best news is this. You have the Holy Spirit. Paul had the Holy Spirit in this moment. Huge consequences for how Christianity would spread. You also have the Holy Spirit. In the waters of baptism God gave you, as we talked about last week in my message, you got a bus trip partner sitting on your seat, the Holy Spirit.